So we are in Sanhedrin chapter 7, Mishnah 4. And in this Mishnah, we are outlining all of the crimes.
There he goes.
Can people hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear
you. Okay. we are in Sanhedrin chapter 7, Mishnah 4. And these are all of the crimes that are subject to the punishment of stoning. And it gets pretty graphic once again. Various people you have sex with, blaspheming, idolatry, sorcery, people who are misleaders, stubborn and rebellious people. It just keeps going. But what I thought I would do is share very briefly what Kati says about this Mishnah, which is sort of fascinating. So this and the following Mishnayot until the end of chapter 8, so we're in for a while, deals with the transgressions punishable by stoning. The Mishnah first includes them in a general list, then interprets them individually. The Mishnah lists 18 transgressions. Some of these transgressions are explicitly stated in the Torah to be punishable by stoning. While in connection with others, the Torah writes, "His blood shall be upon him," or "their blood shall be upon them." This phrase implies stoning, which is not something I knew before, for it is written, and this part blows me away, you know, you read Torah enough times, you find that you end up missing things. This is from Leviticus 20:27. It says, "A man or a woman that divines by ghost or a familiar spirit shall be surely put to death, for they stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them." And so the idea is because it uses in that phrase that you'll be stoned because it uses the phrase their blood shall be upon them in various other cases where this is the case, they believe that this person should be stoned. But I want to just sort of add in general that the rabbis are doing this without any real desire or ability to actually implement on this, and so it should be understood as a intellectual exercise at best. Thanks.